Okay, so today's podcast episode is a little bit different. This is the audio recording from a live video that I did inside of a private Facebook community where I am currently hosting a 5-day hormone health series. So if you want to listen to the series inside of the Facebook group, I went ahead and linked that in the show notes. It's called Healthy Hormones, Happy Home, where you can request access, hop into that group. We've got some specific content in there that, you know, you're not going to hear on the podcast. And of course, always the community, you can get your specific questions answered. So if this is a topic that you really want to dive into and you don't just want to learn, but you want to actually get some solutions and take action on balancing your hormones naturally, I would really encourage you to either join the Facebook group or send me an email or let's connect on Instagram and let me know that this is something that you want specific help with. But yeah, check it in the show notes and I'll either see you there or you can listen to the audios here on the podcast and go from there. Now, so what we are going to be diving into today is what are hormones and what do they have to do with it? Okay. So, I am excited again to kick off this 5-day series. And the goal for this series is to help you feel empowered to take control of balancing your hormones naturally. Okay. So I want you to be in charge. I want you to feel empowered. I want you to know what the heck is going on and what you can do about it. Because here's the deal. Nobody deserves to feel like crap every day. Whether it's every day or it's a week out of the month or you just feel meh, you do not deserve and you do not have to stay stuck there. Okay. And I think a lot of times when we have out of balance hormones, that's exactly what it feels like. You're trying a bunch of different things. You have likely, you know, tried maybe different supplements, different medications, different eating styles, all kinds of different things, and you don't feel amazing. You either feel like absolute garbage, are completely miserable, maybe for one full week out of the month, or you know, it fluctuates, you know, from day to day, but you do not feel amazing. And that is what we can feel like when our hormones are out of balance. We lack confidence, we lack energy, we lack connection. We lack just feeling good about our lives and being able to show up and be our best, because you never know if it's going to be a good energy day or a bad energy day, or if it's going to be a day that you are cranky AF, or you are, you know, feeling good, or you never know if you're going to get hit with a migraine, or you never know what it is that's going to be coming at you when your hormones are out of balance. And I want you to tell me in the comments if you're like, Yes, that is exactly what it feels like. So let me know if you resonate with that, because I know for me, in seasons where I have had hormone out of balance issues, right? My hormones haven't been functioning properly. It is so frustrating, and it's not a fun place to live. So the goal is for you to feel empowered, to take your power back, to not feel like crap every day, because you do not deserve that. Okay. So what we're going to be doing is each day we're going to dive into a different hormone area and break down exactly what you need to know to be equipped to feel your best. Okay. So we're going to dive into stress hormones, metabolic hormones, and sex hormones. And that's going to kind of cover the whole umbrella of the different hormones that you've got flowing through your body and functioning, right, to help you kind of feel your best. Okay, and then two last things that we're going to dive into the content, okay? So I'm going to be doing some... Okay, so before we dive into the rest of the episode, just a reminder that this is a recording from a live video that I did inside of a Facebook group. So if you want to you know, hop into that Facebook group and get the rest of the specific content around this topic of hormone health, it's linked in the show notes. It's called Healthy Hormones, Happy Home. You can request access. And then once you're in there, go ahead and tag Cassie Woods in one of the videos and say, hey, Cassie, I'm here from the podcast or something along those lines. So I know you're in there and I can make sure to, you know, get to know you better and answer any of your specific questions with regards to hormone health. And more importantly, empowering you to know what steps to take very simply to balance your hormones naturally. So hope to see you inside of the Facebook group. If not, no big deal. Keep listening. And I'm excited for you to hopefully learn some things that you didn't know already about hormone health. some giveaways this week. And there's two ways for you to win some free stuff, some free product, books, and some of my favorite things when it comes to hormone health, okay? There's two ways. Number one is interaction on these live videos. So every day this week, 9 a.m. Pacific, you are going to be hearing from me on a different topic. So if you are showing up and commenting and interacting, and when I'm asking a question, you're giving me an answer, every time you do that, it's going to give you an opportunity to be entered to win some free product. The second way is interaction on our daily post in the afternoon. Okay, so comments and interaction inside of the group is what is going to help you to be entered to win free products and free giveaways as we go through this week. So make sure that you are, you know, if you care about winning free stuff and you want some things that are some of my favorite things to help with your hormones, definitely be interacting on these posts and commenting and all of the things. All right, so let's dive into today's topic. All right, so number one, who has hormones? All right. I want you to tell me in the comments who you feel like has hormones. Is it men? Is it women? Is it just adults? Is it only adults in the ages, you know, of a childbearing years, right? So like fertile adults, are those the people that have hormones, or is it everybody? The answer is everybody, right? Everybody has hormones. They just fluctuate and change based off of our age, our gender, and the season of life that we're in. So everybody has hormones. And the key ones that we are going to be talking about throughout this week are estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, cortisol, which is our stress hormone. We're going to talk about blood sugar when we talk about stress and when we talk about our metabolic hormones, because that's a huge factor. So we're going to talk about leptin, ghrelin, and kind of some of those blood sugar regulators. We're going to talk about insulin a little bit. We're going to talk about inflammation. We're going to talk also about dopamine, serotonin, and GABA. And those aren't hormones, but they can act as hormones, right? And they can definitely be a factor to pay attention when we're talking about hormones. So that was a lot, right? Estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, all of our blood sugar regulators, inflammation, insulin, DOPA, GABA, norepinephrine, all of these different neurotransmitters. It's no wonder that this is a complicated and confusing topic. And sometimes we can feel like we have no power. There's nothing that we can do because it's so complicated. And the biggest thing that you're going to walk away from this week with is the confidence to know that this is not complicated, that you have options, that you can empower yourself to do things every day, simple little things every day to feel amazing and to understand how your hormones work and how to feel your best. Okay, so I want you to write heck yes in the comments if you are excited for that. And you have like lived for a period of time feeling like you didn't have control or you didn't understand what your hormones were and what they affected. You thought that hormones were just, you know, your period. Oh, I'm just hormonal, right? And it just has to do with that. Or it's just something that they just do their thing. I don't know. I don't know what they are. I don't know how they work. I don't know what they're related to, right? If that is you, you're going to walk away from this week feeling so amazing because you're going to be empowered to take charge. Okay. So those are the hormones that we're going to be talking about. So how do you know if they're out of whack? If this content is for you and you really need to be paying attention, right? And taking notes. Okay. So some of the signs that you have hormones that are out of balance, right? If you have irregular or heavy periods, that is a telltale sign that your hormones are off. That's one of the like probably top signs that you can tell if, you know, you are experiencing some hormone issues. And I want you to write period in the comments if this is you and you're like, yes, I've struggled with this for years. I have really painful periods. My periods are irregular. I have, you know, really heavy periods, whatever, you know, there's a lot of different variations of that, but that is a telltale sign that you have got some hormone imbalance issues, and we have solutions for you. Okay. So you're going to be empowered to know how to not be miserable for a week out of the month, right? And you're going to be empowered to know how to not wonder, is my period going to come around? Is it not going to come around? Am I going to be regular? Am I going to be on a 28-day cycle, or is it going to just show up whenever it feels like it? Usually at the most inopportune time, and maybe it's going to stick around for 2 weeks, right? And then not come back for 2 months. If that's you, I want you to write period in the comments, okay? Headaches is another huge sign. So migraines or headaches, that can absolutely be connected to your hormones and can be something that, you know, you can start to see improvements with if that is you, with balancing your hormones naturally. Okay, so headaches, migraines, mood swings, right? So mood swings is a huge one. Weight gain, water retention. So if you are struggling with weight loss resistance, you're doing the diet, you're doing the, you know, eating plan, you're whatever it is that you're doing, and you're noticing that you are puffy and you're retaining water, or you're holding onto weight, especially in that midsection area, that can absolutely be a sign of hormonal imbalance. Okay. So if you're more puffy, or you notice like different parts of the month, right? That's normal to some extent. But if it is excessive, where you can see the scale go up and down 5 to 10 pounds from day to day, right? That's water retention. And a lot of times that is connected to your hormones and having some imbalances. So if that is you, we are going to have some actionable steps and tips to help you to balance that out so that you're not dealing with that, with the scale going all over the place or constantly feeling fluffy and puffy, feeling bloated, having to have 3 different sizes of clothes in the closet because you never know from day to day or week to week which body type, right, you're going to be living in. That a lot of times is related to your hormones. And so we're going to have some solutions for you. So fertility issues, right? So that is something that obviously if you are having fertility issues, your hormones aren't functioning properly, right? So that's a huge one. Your sex drive. So having either low sex drive or not enjoying, right? Sex, whether it's painful, whether you just like are not that into it, right? And you got to pump yourself up. I want you to write pump in the chats if you're like, yes, I'm doing the thing because it's healthy for my marriage. And, I want to be able to like, I want to have sex, but I just don't really want to. And then when I do, it's like, it's okay, but it's not like there's fireworks. And that wasn't the case for you, you know, maybe earlier on in life. And you want to have sex with your partner, you want to enjoy sex with your partner, you want to feel more confident and just feel better in that area, that is related to your hormones. I promise you, when you have balanced hormones, you have a healthy, you know, younger sex drive, you have more enjoyment out of sex, you feel more connected. All of those kinds of things are related to hormone balance. So if you are the person that is pumping yourself up and like, okay, let's just get going and white knuckling this area of your life or of your relationship, it is related to your hormones, and there is a solution for that. That isn't just part of being 30 or 40 or 50 or whatever, right? That's not the way it goes, and it doesn't have to be that way. Okay. Another thing here, and I'll just tell you guys, there's going to be some things that we talk about in this group over the course of this week that are, you know, for me personally, I feel like a little bit awkward, but it is what it is. We all have body parts. We all have body parts, those body parts, either functioning or not functioning, is related to our hormone balance. So there's going to be some things that I say that it feels weird coming out of my mouth. And you might be hearing this and being like, did she just say that? Yes, I did. I did just say that, but it is coming from a place of love and coming from a place of service because it makes me very uncomfortable, but it's a real problem if your hormones are out of balance and if you're experiencing these things. So I'm going to say some things like vaginal discharge, right? One of the best ways to tell what's going on with your hormones is by looking at your vaginal discharge. And the, you know, I guess, moisture that you either do or do not have in that area, right? So you should be seeing, you can tell kind of what's going on with your hormones and if they're balanced just by looking at the cycle basically of what your discharge looks like throughout the month. Crazy, right? I can't even believe I'm saying this out loud, but that is the truth of it. And then also just by the moisture that you do or do not have. And here's a little fun fact, okay? When we're talking about vaginal discharge and vaginal moisture, there is a correlation, right? When we're having more moisture happening, right? That is associated with better hormone balance. And when you have like the right types of discharge throughout the month, that is associated with fertility. Okay, so fertility and hormone balance are going to have lots of good ample moisture, vaginal moisture, and good, you know, cycle of vaginal discharge. Okay, I'm seriously starting to blush right now talking about this. But here's the correlation. Your skin, so the skin on your face and the rest of your body and your hair. Okay, so whatever is happening with your hair and your skin, a lot of time translates to what's going on down there. So if you are noticing that you have dry skin, you are aging really fast on your face, you're losing the plumpness and the moisture in your skin, and you're having to use more products, more kind of like medical interventions to keep your youthful appearance in your face, and you're spending an arm and a leg on treatments to try to preserve that youthful look up here, A lot of it has to do with your hormone balancing. And so when you can lower inflammation, balance your estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, all of those kinds of things, keep your blood sugar stable, it is going to have the most amazing anti-aging benefits. Your hair is going to be, growing. It's not going to be brittle and dry and falling out. Your skin is going to be, plump and more plump, more moisturized, younger looking. And that kind of associates with that vaginal dryness and moisture or the discharge as well. So really cool benefit. And another thing that you can look at, just to tell like what's going on with your hormones, is literally look at the skin, the health of your skin and your hair. And if your hair is not healthy and your skin is not plump and moist, then this is something where balancing your hormones can have a massive benefit to both of those things. So we're going to be talking about those kinds of things as we go through this week. But it's just part of this topic, and it is what it is. Okay. Other signs that they're off are your appetite. So cravings, appetite. If you are noticing big fluctuations in your appetite or cravings or different things like that, that is a sign that your hormones are off. And then your energy and your mental clarity. So again, when we look at the estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, those reproductive hormones, the sex hormones that we're going to talk about on Thursday, brain fog and meh energy are telltale signs, in addition to looking at the moisture of your skin and the moisture of down there, your sex drive, your libido, your confidence, just how you feel. Do you feel feminine? Do you feel beautiful? Or do you like not feel that way? All of those things are connected to having healthy hormone balance. And so if you are noticing any number of those issues and you're like, I don't want to feel that way. I want to feel young and vibrant, and I want my hair to feel vibrant, and I want my skin to feel vibrant, and I want to have the right vaginal discharge, right? And I want to have energy, and I want to be creative, and I want to feel beautiful and sexy and feminine and all of these things. And I don't want to be holding on to weight. And I don't want to have three sizes of clothes in my closet because of water retention. This is for you. And I want you to make sure to tune in, stick around, and then do the little bit of homework that I give you each day after these series. Because again, you are going to walk away from this knowing you do not have to feel like crap. You don't have to have three sizes of clothes in the closet when your hormones are balanced, right? You don't have to have lube, right, in every area of the house and white knuckle getting into the mood and getting frisky with your person. I'm seriously saying these things, you guys. But I care, right? And I don't want you living that way. So that doesn't have to be your life. If your hormones are balanced, you're going to like want it, and you're going to like enjoy it. And you're going to be like, wow, I remember why this is so fun. And I remember why, you know, I am so like on fire for my spouse. Or a partner or whatever. You are going to have healthy cravings. You're going to get really good sleep. All of those kinds of things are going to happen. You're going to have natural energy when your hormones are balanced. So if that's what you're looking for, if that's the way you want to feel young, you want to feel vibrant, you want to feel full of life and full of energy, balanced hormones are the ticket to that. Okay, so let's talk really quickly about what balanced hormones look like, okay? Because here's the deal, they cycle. So you're not gonna feel the exact same every day. Men and women have different hormone cycles. Men, their hormones cycle on a 24-hour loop, right? So men, they will feel the same every day. Like from day to day, they're gonna feel the same. And the biggest hormone that they're seeing cycle is testosterone, right? The rise and fall of testosterone throughout the day. And when men have healthy hormone balance and healthy hormone levels, they're like, they're men, right? And they're feeling energetic and they're feeling strong and they're feeling masculine and manly and all of those kinds of things when they are having healthy hormone balance, right? When women are having healthy hormone balance, there's two different cycles that we go through. So we go through a 24-hour hormone cycle, which we're going to talk about when we talk about stress hormones and metabolic hormones. Okay. So that's super important to understand that you do have a 24-hour hormone cycle, and it's important to know how to have those stress and metabolic hormones balanced throughout that 24-hour timeframe. And then we also have a 28-day hormone cycle. And that's more to do with our sex hormones, our fertility hormones, our reproductive hormones, whatever you want to call them. Those cycle on a 28-day timeframe. And maybe you are 28 days to the dot, or maybe you are jacked up and you're like, yeah, right. It's like 14, then 32, then 76, and then 10. And, you know, and your hormones are all over the place, but healthy hormones are going to cycle on a 24-hour loop and a 28-day loop. And that is the goal for you, is for you to understand how to have healthy curves, right? And healthy fluctuations with all of the hormones that we talked about. So you're going to walk away from this group knowing things that you can do, action that you can take to help you do that. Okay. So what are some of the reasons that our hormones can get jacked up? Well, there's a lot of different reasons. Lifestyle, environment, from toxins or environmental things that we're exposed to, right? I could talk for hours and hours and hours about all of the things, the hormone disruptors that we have in our home, in our foods, in all of these different areas. The biggest thing I'll say is like plastics and fragrance. So just look at your life, plastic and fragrance, and how much plastics, like, are you eating out of plastic? Do you eat off of plastic? Like, what are you doing with plastics? That's one that you want to slowly start to remove. And then fragrance is another huge hormone disruptor that is almost unavoidable, right? That we have it everywhere. And those two things can really mess up our hormone balance. Nutrition is another one that can mess up our hormone balance. And if you have been a frequent dieter, or you're someone who has dieted many times over the course of your life, that has an effect on your hormones every time that you go on a diet, whether it's deprivation or cutting out food groups or whatever, it's going to have an effect on your hormones. Life events. So different seasons of life. If you're a woman, you know, like coming into getting your cycle, and then your fertility years, and then your, if you've had babies or had pregnancies, right, then that is going to have an effect on your hormones. If you have, gone into perimenopause or menopause or surgeries and medication, right? Surgeries, medication, there's so many different things that can affect your hormones. And each one of those things, you know, you just want to take into consideration and into account of like, okay, this happened, and then this was the result of that, and now it's time to get those things rebalanced. But the biggest thing is that you are not broken, and no matter what has happened, where you're at, how out of whack your hormones feel, what type of medical procedures you've had, if you're on medication, any of those kinds of things, no matter where you're at on the spectrum, you are not broken, and you can feel better, and you can move up the spectrum of working towards having your hormones balanced naturally. I have 1000% confidence in this. So if that is you and you're like, yeah, but I've had this, this, and this, you're not broken. Okay. So you have to make that decision. Part of that is a mindset and a belief that you can be, rebalanced, and that life can get better and your hormones can get better. If you are willing to, number one, have that belief, and then number two, take action and start to implement some of the things that we talk about over the course of this week. So I want you to write in the chat, I am not broken. Okay. I am not broken, because that's how it can feel like sometimes when our hormones are messed up, is that we're broken. You're not. You can feel better naturally. You can feel amazing. You can feel youthful. You can feel, you know, that sex drive increased. You can get rid of the extra sizes of clothes in your closet. You can feel amazing because you are not broken, as long as you are willing to decide that no matter what has happened from up until this point, no matter what has happened, it can get better. You are in control. You can become empowered to balance your hormones naturally, okay? So here's the deal. We're going to dive deeper into each of these topics throughout the rest of this week, but I want you to start taking action today. So I'm going to give you a little bit of homework, and I want you to write homework in the comments if you're like, okay, I'm excited, I'm fired up, I like what you're saying, I like what you're talking about, I want some of those things, or I want all of those things. You are going to have to do something, okay? You can't just take in this information that we give this week and not do anything and feel better. It's not going to happen. That's not how it works, okay? You have to take action, and you have to decide, I am in charge. I am going to advocate for myself. I am going to master this and understand this, and I'm willing to do simple things in order to feel amazing, all right? So I want you to write simple in the comments if you are willing to do simple things in order to feel amazing, okay? So here's what you're going to do. I want you to start to take inventory. So you're going to get a pen and a paper before tomorrow. You are going to get a pen and a paper, and you are going to check in on four things. Number one, you're going to check in on your energy. I want you to think back over the past 7 days, and what has your energy been like? When you think of those past 7 days, do you feel like you've been okay? Do you feel like you've been dragging? Have you been relying on coffee and caffeine like nobody's business? What's your energy been like? Okay, number one. Number two, what has your sex drive been like? Okay, what have you had any sex drive? And if you're like, I'm not having sex, so there is no sex drive. Okay, how have you felt with yourself? Like, have you felt confident and feminine and, you know, sexy yourself if you're not having sex with other people, right? Or another person or whatever, other people, another person, whatever you're doing. If you are by yourself, right? How have you been feeling in that sense of, do you feel confident and you're looking in the mirror and you're like, dang, I like how I look. Are you like totally that part of you is shut down and shut off and you feel gross and you feel like not good in that way, right? So check in with your sex drive. Has it been non-existent? Have you been like, dang, my husband's looking good, or oh my gosh, his jokes are really funny, right? Like, that's how I noticed, like, wow, he's actually pretty dang funny. So check in with that. How have you been feeling? So energy, sex drive. The third thing is fluid retention. Okay, so have you noticed that you've been more puffy, less puffy, more bloated, less bloated? So fluid retention is number three. And then number four is to check in like with your 28-day cycle. Okay, so what has your 28-day cycle been like? And if you are in a season of life, whether you've either had a surgery, whether you've had a hysterectomy, partial hysterectomy, some kind of something, ablation, you know, you got all these different falling under the umbrella of having interventions with your reproductive organs, and you're like, I don't know, I don't have a cycle, then you need to write that down, because that's something that you're going to want to start to investigate and understand and know how to deal with, right? So how have you been on your 28-day cycle? Like clockwork, all over the place. It was really painful, super emotional, craving lots of things. So check in with those four areas: energy, sex drive, fluid retention, and your 28-day cycle. Okay, that's your assignment. I hope that you feel confident and you feel fired up and excited to tune back in tomorrow. We're going to dive into stress hormones, Wednesday, metabolic hormones, Thursday, sex hormones, and then Friday, we're going to wrap this up and give you an action plan of exactly what to do to feel empowered and feel your best. So excited, and I just value you and your time, and I'm honored to be here with you, and I can't wait for the rest of the week.